This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Video gamers, artists, and filmmakers are super pumped about the immersive three-dimensional worlds of virtual reality. That's part of why a bunch of companies are racing to release headsets for consumers, which for a few hundred to a few thousand dollars could put the wearer in a totally different place. These headsets aren't only for entertainment, though. Scientists are in this game, too. One doctor is using an Oculus Rift virtual reality rig to help his visually impaired patients. From KPBS in San Diego, David Wagner brings this story.
About a year ago, Melinda Person was walking to her neighborhood grocery store. She crossed the street and stepped onto a familiar curb. At least she thought she did.
And I'm seriously telling you, I thought I was stepping on the curb. I really did. You know, it bothers me to think about it right now.
The curb was actually a step away. She tripped and lost her balance.
And then I stepped, and the next thing I knew, I was down on the street.
Person didn't sustain any major injuries, but falls like these can be devastating for people with glaucoma. Person has lost 86% of her peripheral vision to the disease. Now, she doesn't go anywhere without a cane.
So I only have what I can see in front of me, which is the tunnel vision. When I'm looking at you, I mean, pretty much you're all I see.
Person's doctor is UC San Diego's Felipe Medeiros. He says right now, eye doctors don't have very good ways of spotting balance problems in glaucoma patients.
We need to have tests that are more realistic. I wanted to actually have an immersive environment that would better simulate the challenges that patients face.
In a recent study, Medeiros used the Oculus Rift to immerse patients like Melinda Person inside a virtual spinning tunnel.
Are you seeing the red dot?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so keep looking straight to the red dot, okay?
Participants felt like they were moving, and they tried to compensate by swaying. Medeiros noticed that glaucoma patients swayed more than normal, and people who swayed the most had the greatest history of falls.
It performed better than the conventional tests that we use in clinical practice.
Medeiros thinks the Oculus Rift could spot balance problems earlier so patients can get help on preventing falls. Melinda Person says when she first strapped on this headset, she didn't even realize it was designed for video games.
No, I'm not really a video gamer, but I have played it with the grandkids all through the time, but they're not playing anything like this.
Virtual reality is not new in medical research, but it used to be very expensive. Today's headsets are priced with gamers in mind, and that means a lot more scientists are getting to play too. In San Diego, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.